Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you all are here. If you did not know, and I sure hope you did, unless you came in the back door because you're that kind of person, Judy Bowman is here, and she is here and visiting with us, and she'll be here for next week as the missions conference that's coming up. And go and find her, say hi, visit with her for a little bit, and get to know her if you don't know her, but say hi if you do. With that, we're going to just continue into some announcements with the missions conference next week. You guys can read about that in your bulletin. There's some different things going on. It's going to look a little different next week, and we're going to have a carry-in dinner. But if you could bring international meals, I think is what the missions committee is asking, that'll be interesting. But we'll have some food either way, and I'm sure you guys are all great cooks. I know you cook American food good, so we'll see what happens. But we're also taking a love offering. We're taking two love offerings because we're going to have Dick and Gloria Persons with us too as well. So just make note of that for next week. Also in your bulletin, you can see at the top of the page, it says Hand County Right to Life. That meeting is at St. Anne's Church Parish Hall or whatever, and over that way on September 24th. So make note of that. And also the Life Chain is October 6th at the four-way stop in Miller from 2 to 3 on October 6th. Then also we are doing baptism on October 6th during the worship service. If you would like to be baptized, please talk to Pastor Jim about that. Or if you want to talk to me, you can do that too, or Pastor Jason as well. And then Club Rock, we're still doing that. We're still starting October 2nd. And if you have not registered your kid, you can do so with the QR code on your phone on the bulletin. So go ahead and do that. If not, you want to do the old-fashioned way, you can register on paper out there and turn that into me or April, and we'll get you registered, or your kids or your grandkids or whoever. So also, if you have any financial records for the church, try to get those turned in so we can get underway with our annual business meeting coming in October. And with that too, if you guys didn't see, there's a executive committee meeting October 6th, right after Sunday school here at the church. So make note of that if you're part of that. Are there any other announcements this morning? Cool. We'll go to our call to worship, which is from John 3:16-17. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
Please stand together as we sing hymn number 444. Use your hymnals or look on the screen. Hymn 444, "I'll go where you want me to go." It may not be on the mountain height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he calls to paths I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there are loving words which Jesus would have me speak. There may be now in the past of sin, some wonder. the way. My voice shall echo the music sweet. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lonely place in earth's harvest field so wide, where I may labor through life's short day for Jesus the crucified. So trusting my all unto thy care, I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll be what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
Greet one another this wonderful morning.
This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests. A couple of updates for you. I talked to Jim yesterday, and he said that Tammy was doing well after her surgery that she had on Friday. I continue to pray for her. She's still doing all right, Bob? Okay, all right. Christina's mother, Kay, had her hip replacement surgery last Monday, and that went well. So continue to pray for her recovery, please, and continue to pray for the Hahn family. Funeral for Brad's dad was on Friday down in Spencer. I pray for Brad's mom, Judy, and the family. Do we have any other prayer requests today or praises? Say that again. Sorry. Okay. Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
From Colorado. All right. Glad you're here with us. June. Okay. Ron has surgery on Tuesday for a kidney stone. I see another hand. Ron?
Prayers for my little wife's birthday today.
All right. Happy birthday, June.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bob, you got anything?
I suppose I'm grateful for you.
Okay. Dale?
There was a lady
She was killed? Okay. Last name is Curtin?
Yes, A-T-E-R-T-E-N.
Okay. All right, so a neighbor of the Paulsons when they lived in Nebraska, Mrs. Curtin, was killed in a four-wheeler accident yesterday. Any other prayer requests today? Ernie? Okay. So Ernie's friend Richard Labor, he's in the third column, middle way down in the cancer section. Continue to pray for him and dealing with his cancer. Anything else this morning? Okay. We will be praying for our missions conference. As you heard, that's coming up next Sunday, and pray for all the activities involved with that and for the opportunity to hear from Judy Bowman and also from the Persons. And when you came in, you probably saw some material out in the foyer on voting no on Amendment G. You know, the church doesn't usually get involved much politically, but this is really not a political issue, right? This is a biblical issue that children should not be aborted. So we would encourage you to support the movement to oppose Amendment G and to vote against that in November. And, of course, we'll be praying for the election to all the different offices. It'll be up for election in November. So let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together and worship you this morning. We thank you for the beautiful day, for the cooler temperatures. We thank you for the privilege that it is to come to you with our prayer requests and with our praises. We thank you for the way that we can see you at work in our lives and in the lives of our fellow believers and also just in the events of the world around us. And we know that as we look at the news and we consider all the things that are happening in the world, it can be easy to be discouraged or to wonder, like some of the Old Testament prophets, if you're aware of what's going on. But we know that you are. We know that you're in control and that nothing happens that you do not allow to happen and that your purposes will be accomplished. We do pray that you would continue to be with our church. We pray that we would be faithful in teaching your word and taking a stand for the truth of your word. We pray for the different ministries of our church. We think of not only our worship services and Sunday school and youth group, but with the start of Club Rock coming up here in just a couple of weeks, we pray that you would be with Pastor Abe and all of those who will be helping out with that ministry. And we thank you for the opportunity that it provides to teach the truth of your word to so many young people that are here on a weekly basis for Club Rock. We think also of the different ministries and missionaries that we're able to support. We thank you for each of them. We thank you for their faithfulness, for their work that they do. We thank you for Judy Bowman being here today, and we pray that you would be with her time in our area over the upcoming week, and then next Sunday as we are able to focus intentionally and specifically on missions, and we get to hear again from Judy and from the Persons, but we'll also be mindful of all the different ministries that we support. We just pray that you'd continue to encourage each of them. We pray for their health. We pray for their financial needs. We pray for the opportunities for them to share the gospel, to be a witness in the different areas where they are, the different ways in which they serve. We do think as well of the country that we live in. We do thank you for the country that we live in and for the freedoms that we have here, including the freedom to be a part of choosing who our leaders will be and having a say in what our laws are in our country. And we do pray for the elections that are coming up in November, not only for the office of president, but members of Congress. We pray for the state elections that will be happening all across the country and elections of individuals at the state and local levels. And we just pray for your will to be done. We pray that that leaders that desire to make wise decisions and that have discernment and wisdom would be elected to office. We're thinking specifically of the amendment that's on the ballot here in South Dakota that would allow for abortions to occur, and we just pray that that would be defeated. We do pray for just around the country. Ours is not the only state that is dealing with issues related to abortion, and we are mindful of your word and the instruction in your word that you have created each person in your image, that you have knit us together uniquely and wonderfully. And we know that life does not begin only upon entrance into the world, but life begins at conception. And we just pray that that ballot measure would be defeated that would allow for abortion in South Dakota. We do pray for the requests that we heard this morning. We thank you that Tammy's surgery on Friday went well. We pray that you would continue to be with her healing and recovery. Thank you that Christina's mother's surgery on Monday went well, and pray for her healing too as she goes through therapy and getting adjusted to having a new hip, and pray also for the fractured hip she has on the other side and continued healing for that one as well. We do pray that you would continue to be with the Hahn family. We thank you for Bob's life and his testimony. We thank you for a beautiful service celebrating his life on Friday. We just pray you continue to be with Brad's mom, Judy, and be with the Hahn family during this time. We do pray for Ron as he has surgery coming up on Tuesday. We pray that it would be successful and there won't be any complications with the surgery. We thank you for June and for her birthday today, and we thank you for Ron and June's marriage, and pray that you would just continue to encourage both of them. Pray for June as she helps Ron after the surgery. We pray for the Paulson's friend. We pray for her family after her passing yesterday in the four-wheeler accident, and we just pray for a special measure of comfort for them. We pray that you would be an encouragement to them, that they would look to you during this time. We do pray as well for Ernie's friend, Richard Labor, as he continues to deal with cancer, and we know that cancer is such a difficult thing, it's such a scary thing, and it can sometimes be a very long and difficult road, and we know that we've been praying for Richard for a long time. We just pray that you would be with him. We pray for Ernie and other friends of his as they come alongside and seek to encourage him. We just pray that you would give him strength as he continues to battle cancer and goes through those treatments. We do pray that you would bless the offering that we're about to receive. We thank you for your provision for our needs as individuals and families, but also for our needs as a church. We pray that we would be wise stewards of the resources that you have entrusted to us, and that we would continue to use those resources for the furtherance of your kingdom. We thank you most of all for the gift of your son, Jesus, for the gift of salvation, for the promise of eternal life, and pray these things in his name. Amen.
Thank you, Janelle. You always play such beautiful, beautiful piano. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love this morning. It means fall's coming. I'm a fall girl. I'm not a summer girl. I'm a fall girl, so. But it's just wonderful to be able to see the way the Lord just brings different seasons into our lives, personally, physically, emotionally. But his steadfastness is always there. His love is always concrete. And his devotion to us is always solid. So it's just a beauty to be able to see him working. We're going to stand. We're going to sing. We're going to love Jesus through music. Please join us.
Lighthouses and seashores around very close to here, we do know that we can count on his leading, that he'll lead us safely through our storms.
As we sing this next song, let your heart be prepared for the message that's coming, and that to just set things aside and let God just really get a hold of your heart and be fed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the power of your love, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, for the forgiveness of our sins. I pray that we would be attentive now to what you have to say to us through your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.